Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese live from the ballpark. It is the Phillies Festival to strike out ALS. Aaron Nola is going to join us here literally in a minute or two. He's on his way up. The players are here. The managers are here. There's alumni here. And it's obviously all for a great cause. If you're on your way down or you want to come down, get on down, get tickets. But autograph sessions, a lot of other fun events that are going on right now. As Aaron Nola joins Johnny Marks and Ike Reese live here in the NovaCare broadcast booth. Hey, man, you obviously we got a big thing going on here. I know you're a sports fan. Were you a basketball player growing up? Because of the drafts tonight and a lot of Philly fans are paying attention to the Sixers.
Yeah, I mean, before high school, once high school hit, I just stuck to baseball, but I played a little basketball.
A little bit? Point guard, shooting guard?
Shooting guard, yeah.
Ah, what do you think he's doing, Ike? Shooting threes?
Oh, yeah. He's firing it up. He's a shooter.
I know he is. Yeah, now you're a pitcher.
What's the point of playing basketball if you don't shoot?
Well, for me, I'm the guy that can't shoot but grinds and rebounds and everything else, right?
Yeah.
I didn't need the coach to make me stop shooting. I'm going to shoot this thing until you tell me to stop
scoring
shooting.
Scoring the goal, baskets make it fun.
Exactly, right? That's what keeps us interested. Well, you're here on your day off, man, and talk to us a little bit about why tonight is special.
I mean, this is my third year doing this with the team, and, I mean, this is just a great event to raise money over here. And, you know, we're praying for all these people with ALS because it's a disease that, you know, it's hadn't been curable yet, and you can't really do anything about it. I have an uncle with ALS. He got diagnosed a few years ago, and it's just a sad thing to see. I mean, some people go really quick, and it takes a little while for other people, and some other people are kind of in the middle. But, I mean, all we can do is hope and pray.
Yeah, it really is one of those diseases where it's obviously there's no cure for it. And I think I would say, while it's always been there, we've known it. It seems like it's the awareness of it has been raised over the last decade or so. I know, definitely, at least for me, having played against a guy like Steve Gleason, who's down there in New Orleans, who's suffering with it and dealing with it. I mean, that's when it really kind of hit me, because first I thought it was something that older people sort of get. You don't think someone that's young, that's healthy, especially that's a professional athlete, would
doesn't discriminate.
That. Yeah, so. Yeah. Yeah, man, it's really something that's great that the Phillies have been doing for a long time, and this is my second time getting a chance to be down here during the actual event. And I know we always enjoy partnering up with the Phillies to try to raise awareness, and it's really something that's great along the lines of a lot of things that this organization does when it comes to raising awareness to help people that are less fortunate.
No doubt, raising a lot of money. All right, so we knew you were going to be good this year in the rotation. We had a pretty good idea Jake was going to be. I love Nick Pivetta's stuff. I wasn't sure. Still a young pitcher. Some of the other young guys, Eflin's come up. When you look at, I'm just looking ahead to the matchups coming up here, Nationals and then Yankees and Nationals, you're a pretty good starting five here, to where you look ahead and it's like, wow, every night you look at it and you really have a not just a chance, but you guys should win a lot of these games. Do you feel like you're the top guy, like you're the mentor of the younger guys? And how about the development of Eflin and Pivetta over this season and last?
Oh, man, I love watching them pitch. I mean, they're competing. I mean, they're getting better every time they go out. I mean, I think the more experience they get over here and in the major leagues, I think the better they're getting. I think for myself, each year I'm learning more about myself, learning more about, you know, what I am as a pitcher. And I think that just comes with experience and pitching a lot and really knowing your body. So I think watching them, being in the dugout, watching them compete, I think it's pretty cool kind of to see them get better in front of our eyes.
I tell you, one of the things that we're excited about that goes along with this ball club that continues to grow. You guys are coming off three straight series wins. You got a 10-game stretch coming up here against the Nats, the Yankees, and then the Nats again. But starting with the Nationals tomorrow, getting a chance to play against a division rival, you're going to go down there. They'll be up here next weekend. I think you're going in this series, right? You're up. You're
yeah, second game.
Yeah, okay, so you're up Saturday. Got to be excited, right, to get a chance to go up against a ball club like the Nationals. This has been a playoff team the last couple years. Haven't had a lot of success, but certainly have been a playoff team and represented the NL East the last couple of years.
For sure. They're always a good team. They're a good team every year. I mean, and I feel like we play them good every time we play them. We play them close. And we got a tough stretch coming up. And, I mean, we just, like you said, we come off a couple of series wins, a couple of big wins of against a good Cardinals team. And we got some momentum going. But, you know, it's going to be a hard-fought battle this weekend. And definitely looking forward to it.
Long season, All-Star break a couple weeks away. So, and Aaron, we always appreciate you dropping by. And I know you got people out there to sign and everything else. But before you go, we've become pretty big Gabe Kapler fans based on – he just seems like a really interesting guy. And, hey, you guys are winning, and you seem like you're happy. Do you have a nickname that he gives you? Because we've heard Stretch is Aaron Altair. There's Mikey. There's Nappy. There's Vinny.
There's Alfie.
Is it Alfie?
Just put a Y on everybody's last name.
Right.
What's hard with yours, though?
Right. That's why we want to know.
It's just an S.
Knowles.
Knowles. So you're Knowles.
Yeah. Okay, Knowles.
Yeah.
Has he got one for everybody?
Probably. I think so. It's either put an S or a Y on the end of everybody's name, and I think that's it.
Yeah. Well, Knowles, we appreciate it, man.
Thank you, brother.
You guys. Appreciate it.